What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. Welcome. Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time...
No more games! War!
Oh, we know. If it
sometimes
isn't...
he sounds like Javert on Les Mis.
Very... I want to get these people!
Not that time.
Maybe not.
Yeah. however you're listening to us, we appreciate it, whether it's crabdiving.com or at your favorite podcasting application. And we stream also 24/7 at crabdiving.com/live. And,
God
and
damn it.
We butt in for 2 hours a day.
Shit, yes.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon and you use that link, or the lovely banner on crabdiving.com, you buy shit and we get a little tiny wee commission.
And strike and strike and strike and strike and strike. What happened to that?
Huh?
What happened to the Peruvian angels that were coming down to do something?
Well, TBD, I'm sure.
African angels are coming to fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right? Yeah, where's Paula?
Yeah, what's up with that?
She's on our payroll, isn't
yes.
she on the taxpayer dime?
Hey, report to work, lunatic. Mm.
Well, Right Wing Watch has to be just overwhelmed. They're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of they're one of the primary miners of all the lunatic Christian gold out there.
She gets paid, man, by the administration, right? Paula White.
I don't know. Some of these people, like, didn't take... salaries or their positions that aren't salaried.
Okay.
They just, but I she may,
they get paid an influence. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. But I find it hard to believe that she's not.
Yeah.
She's probably making top tier, which is like what? 170, right? Something like that.
Somebody who is like, African angels are coming with lightning. That person doesn't say that bullshit for no dollars. I'm sorry.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
I mean, you go to that trouble, you are making some fucking cash, I would think.
Well, she's one of those prosperity people. She's one of the most wealthy.
Wow, congratulations, Paula.
I mean, not Ken Copeland wealthy, but he's, you know, what, 700 million to a billion, they think?
Is he like 4'8"?
I think he may have retracted a little bit.
He is the weirdest, tiniest looking dude on TV.
80 like, something,
I know, I know. I Kenneth, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun of your appearance. That's not fair. Don't cast a spell on me or anything.
Well, his appearance is, you know, he's an 80-year-old man with like obviously dyed hair, but he's crazy. He's got crazy eyes and his mannerisms are batshit.
And he dresses like a performer sometimes, like if you look at what he's wearing, it's like there's accents with it. It's like he's channeling Fred Astaire. You know?
Hear a sound of abundance of rain. Hear a sound of victory.
Ah!
There you go.
God, you fucking damn these people. You goddamn charlatan fucks. Oh my God, shame on our society for being so fucking stupid.
And some of them were waddling around the Capitol.
And strike, Dan, strike, Dan, strike, Dan, strike.
Not Paula, but some of her kind.
What are you saying? That there's violence among the Christians and the evangelicals? Oh, come on.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
What the fuck?
Not a lot of Viagras popped back in the evangelical households that night. They didn't need them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody's got big, scary, white Christian erections.
Scary.
Yeah.
Did I do everything? I said social media. Crab diving to Twitter on the Twitter. You can converse with us during the show. And that's it. My name is Patrick Viola.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer.
She's
the sound of victory. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of victory.
Yes.
What does she mean by that?
The rain is a metaphor
for
the breast milk of the angels flying down that will smite all of us evil believers and make us melt like the Nazis in at the end of Indiana Jones.
Damn, spoiler alert. You went to Nazis real like in 5.
Well,
I know.
Why not?
Wouldn't you?
I want to keep up with the headlines and.
You imagine it's like angels lactating all over my head. How horrible!
You asshole.
God, you know what? She's such an asshole.
The audience may not have been able to hear that. I might have pressed the wrong fucking button.
Sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done.
There you go.
Give
apologies. I hit the wrong button on the board.
Right. And I just want to give a Grammy award out to the person in the back. Do you hear that sound? Ah!
Well, her husband was the from what, Journey or where? What's her husband?
Oh,
was from some famous band.
Damn it, I don't fuck. White Lion. No, not that. No, it's a decent band, right? But do you hear the sound in the background?
Right.
It's just some wild shit, you know.
Well, and her son, I guess it is, who swinging from the family nipple.
Oh, yes.
Is wandering around the background with a Bible open, and he's just pacing back and forth. He's the guy that's pacing in the background of that video. Just oddly, every once in a while, this oaf crosses the screen in the background.
Is he getting, like equity minimum for that shit? Is this a stage gig at some point? Like, how much money?
Oh, he would. They would scoff at your equity minimum.
Oh, my God, you're so right. They would shoot you.
Equity
minimum. You know what
minimum.
They would do? The same thing that was done to Jesus. They would
Journey.
Fucking nail you up.
Musician Jonathan Cain of the rock band Journey.
You know, I don't know what this is a cautionary tale for, but Jesus fucking Christ, Jonathan, you were a part of something special back in the 80s, and now you're with this fucking fascist wacko. What happened to him? What fucked up this person? What got you into the cult?
Well, it sounds like Jesus.
You're in Journey.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sounds like the Jesus stuff got him.
God.
Shelby.
Mm-hmm, stop. Mm-hmm.
The headlines are
right
over to the Commie Pinko liberal.
You know, abundance. It really is funny because, like, abundance is such a word. I've known some Christian people that are into the whole money thing, and like they like to throw around the word abundance. Or they're getting blessed with whatever the fuck.
Abundance.
You know? Abundance. It's a big buzzword for these fucking Christians.
Do you have a half second to right behind that door grab the dog bone that she's losing her mind about?
Is it not in there?
Oh, never mind. She must have grabbed it and moved it
and hidden it.
Thank you, though. I thought it was right by the door.
Just going bone scouting. I couldn't find a bone back there, Governor.
Thank you.
No problem.
For I hear victory.
Yeah, the person in the background. That,
well, that's him.
Who is that?
Her husband.
Is that supposed to be singing, or are we listening
no,
to
No, I think
some
it's a guitar, isn't it?
Vocal ease. Oh, that's a guitar? It's not a person?
Isn't it?
Well, it sounds like a person.
I wonder if is he still touring? You know, they're still going around with that the guy, isn't he Filipino, I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who tours with him now?
Right.
I wonder if this dude is still journeying.
I don't know. I mean, shit, I have no fucking idea.
Oh, he was the keyboardist. So he's playing some synth probably in the background.
How disgusting. That was such a great thing about Journey, the keyboards. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that was when synthesizers really started going crazy.
You know, this Paula White thing, at some point, this is a show, right? I mean, what they're putting on is a theatrical presentation. Yeah. I mean, God, you got a guy. I'm sorry. You got a guy playing crosses in the background, reading a Bible. The yodeler in the background, you have an orchestra. I'm sure there's a lighting element.
Oh, there's a jumbo screen behind her.
Jesus. Do they have a stage manager and shit? I mean,
probably.
Are there roadies like carrying?
Well, she's at her place, yeah.
Boards and.
She's at her own church.
Laying cable.
Victory, victory, victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven. Victory, 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 victory.
There goes her son. The visual's amazing. He's got a t-shirt on. He's obviously, you know, what, 20s, 20s, 30-year-old, something like that.
She made that son with Journey, the guy from Journey?
No. Oh, okay. Journey's the third husband, who's the most recent.
Okay.
He's in the Jonathan Cain's. He's in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Journey.
Yay! And now you're in the middle of this garbage. Congratulations, Jonathan. What happened?
I guess he's still touring.
Jonathan, do you need to be rescued from this fucking cult or what?
He's known to perform a piano solo at every Journey concert, usually right before the band performs Open Arms.
Yeah. God, the band must be like, Jesus, that Paula White's husband's coming.
In addition to Journey, he's released 8 solo albums, contributed to solo albums by fellow Journey member Neil Schon.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
His solo work includes a move to making Christian music since 2016.
That's Trump.
He serves as the worship leader at City of Destiny, where his wife, Paula White, is the pastor.
Have to do this shit.
Our angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda ata ata rata te de baka sanda ata ambo osa kata rite eke banda ata rike didi.
The sun just crossed the back in the other direction.
Does he say anything? Does he? Does
no,
he
no.
Signals?
I mean, he may at some point, but not during this performance. He's just walking from one side of the stage to the other. Reading a Bible, and he has a towel draped from his hand because obviously the juices of the Lord are pouring out of him.
So he's crossing back and forth upstage, reading a Bible, at various moments squirting from the intensity of the words that he's looking at, you know.
Well, he's probably tired. This is his cardio for the day.
Does he have any dialogue?
Not in this.
I would have to sit him down and I would have to say, hey, son of Paula, I'm sorry. We're firing you. We have to cut your part. We can't afford you anymore. You don't say anything or do anything in the show.
This might not be the African angels.
Yashata, for angels have even been dispatched from Africa right
there
now.
There we go. Avon's angels have even been dispatched.
Angels have even been dispatched. Oh, that's
watch out, bitches. Those African angels. Are heading up now.
Oh, God. I jeez. Shit, man.
What? Does that make sense?
Play that one more time. African angels are coming.
Yeah, I didn't know the angels were like had territory on Earth. Like, they,
do not make me send the angels from Africa.
Wow.
For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here. In the name of Jesus. Angelic reinforcement.
Angelic reinforcement.
You know, man, the thing is.
Always worth it. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, whether you're, you know, we're just giving you a little taste.
You know, shame on you, Journey Guy. Quiet. You have talent, and you're choosing to spend time on stage with these wacko religious fascists. A lot of listen to Paula White. She has no talent. There is nothing else she could be doing right now. I don't know what does this translate to? Like,
well, yeah, right.
I mean, that's it, man. But Journey Guy, you could be doing other things, and I have to say it's disgusting. You know,
over at the HuffPo.
Angels have even been dispatched from Africa.
What tongues are you speaking in, Shelby? Curse the HuffPo for making me look at this picture. Good God.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I see a picture of Mitch McConnell, I'm like, well, there can't be a worse one.
Yeah.
This one is like an extreme close-up. So
who would do that?
If you've eaten.
God.
Don't walk over here.
Right.
The headline says, Trump's fate in his hands. What will McConnell do?
Well, I think he's going to wing that motherfucker right under the motherfucking bus, Pat.
Strumming your fate with my finger.
Oh, God. Somebody throw bleach on me and light me the fuck on fire. Don't let him touch me. It's like, can you imagine how cold that fucking skin is on his fucking body, sloughing off his skeleton?
There was a MSNBC dude, I think it was Garrett Hake, who covers the Senate, and he said, in all the time I've been working up here and studying and knowing everybody and knowing all the senators, I've never met a more unsentimental person.
God, that
that it's all calculus for power and getting shit that he wants done. There's no, oh, gee,
no
we
feeling?
Were great friends. Yeah.
There's
well,
no
yeah.
Feeling
right.
There. There's no, he's ruling from a place. He without emotion.
Right. But, or not no good emotions.
You know, the only other famous leader in
what are you going to?
Well, in a way in history, I guess you could say, that was similar but effective and fair. Spock, I mean, you know, he's a Vulcan.
Okay. Commander Data, maybe.
But yeah, I mean, these people have no emotion, but they imagine. Just play some more Paul White.
No one will shape the fate of Donald Trump in the coming days more than Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
And no one's going to shape that face either, Mitch. I mean, it's just the blob of fucking unruly skin. I don't know what you do. Tie it up at night to go to bed.
Oh, he and Elaine probably. Cosplay and swap fluids.
There's no way, like, I have an easier, you know, I'm going to make somebody, you guys have to, I can picture Elaine and Mitch, you know, having sex, but you know, before I can picture him saying something like,
God
Elaine,
damn it.
Like, Elaine, I love you, you know, I hope you, I care about you, let me give you a hug, I can't even imagine that. Do you know what I mean? I like, does he hug her? They hug her.
Elaine, did you stop and pick up the infants that we're going to infuse tonight?
There's no moisture left.
We don't, you know, but he hasn't, you know, the story that came out that said that he was, you know, happy about this.
Yeah. He was happy.
Would not have gotten out.
Right.
Without him doing it.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Without him okaying it getting out.
Right.
That he's allegedly beyond livid with Trump for tanking the Georgia.
Yeah.
The two elections in Georgia and losing him his leadership seat.
Yeah. Well, shit.
And also for the party going forward, he doesn't want to have to answer to Trump in any capacity. So he wants Trump completely gelded.
Well, wait, I don't know that that's possible unless you literally geld the guy. I mean, even not off Twitter, he's off Twitter and these other places, but he's still.
Well, and indictments will rain down upon him. If there was any reticence before
in
any of these people who are like, well, you know, I don't know, it'll look political or whatever. No, they've got to launch, full launch.
I mean,
on that motherfucker.
I mean, in no way am I saying I told you so to the universe, but I have always considered Donald Trump an existential motherfucking threat.
Oh.
And you know what? I was fucking right, motherfuckers. I've talked to at the bar. Fuck you, you fucks.
Well, you're talking to people in Pensacola, Florida.
Damn, man.
May have voted for Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. How's that going for you? Like that? Little Nazis.
As the House, this is the HuffPo, Igor Bobich.
Bobich.
As the House was voting on Wednesday to impeach Trump for a second time.
Eat dicks, motherfucker! Fuck you, man.
McConnell said in a note to his fellow GOP senators that he is undecided on whether to convict the president.
Come on.
He pledged in the letter to, quote, listen to the legal arguments when they're presented in Senate. Which is expected to begin immediately after Joe Biden is inaugurated.
That's like a fireman saying, when I get to the fire, I'm going to put it the fuck out, man. I mean, he's like, I will participate in the hearing the way I'm fucking paid to participate.
Well, I mean, loathsome as he is, from what I've read and what I understand, it would even procedurally be really hard to get it going. Like, it's a trial.
His penis? No, I'm just kidding.
It's a trial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they don't want, this isn't ramming a judge through where they just, they own the committee.
Right.
And they can ram it through the committee in 15 minutes and then put it on the floor.
Yeah.
There are procedures for this that require a little bit of contemplation.
Is Steve Bannon a more unfuckable conservative than Mitch McConnell? Yes or no?
Good God. Is Steve Bannon more unfuckable? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
It depends on what you're into.
I saw that. That's true. Mitch McConnell is what? What do you think?
I mean, I think he bathes.
Okay.
I'm not convinced Bannon. That's high on his.
He's a gross guy.
That's high on his list.
I always thought that's weird that Bannon is such a little Nazi because he's.
Slovenly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just.
I don't know.
I don't know.
There you go.
Perfect.
That's the headline that Mitch McConnell holds Trump's fate in his hands.
And it's good because everyone in the country right now, we're all working with the same purpose to, you know.
Stay alive until all these right wingers get purged from this fucking country and or marginalized or. Talked down or arrested.
God, I found myself saying the most fascist thing ever yesterday. I was reading around about this coronavirus and I was like, is there one fucking scientist that will not complain about the way this virus is fucking rolling out? I don't hear a lot of positive shit about it.
We'll call Trump.
God.
See what Trump has to say about it.
Can't they do anything right?
No.
I mean,
no.
And honestly...
Well, but they're not in that mode anymore. They don't give a shit.
The right mode.
There's no governing going on right now. 0.0. The story is that Pence is basically doing all the... making sure the everything at least keeps turning.
Why did Trump send that helicopter to his house?
We don't know that story is even accurate. But we don't... I don't know. Drudge Report countdown says 140 hours left.
Holy fuck.
White House clearing out is the next headline. That leads to a Daily Beast article by Aswin Subsang.
Oui, oui.
He's on MSNBC a lot, so that's how I know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
It's a picture of, it's very unflattering of our president.
Okay.
But it's, the headline says, Trump rants. What is this fucking dog going through?
Wait, there, okay.
She's making me crazy.
Number one, this
dog. She's like right over my, my left shoulder, just like.
You are earning your union day rate today, Shelby. Congratulations. This is good work. Today, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
We
remember
can't have
this show.
Every day. Excessive. She's stealing focus.
Right.
Trump rants in near empty White House. I'll never concede.
What? But who cares?
He's Mad King George. What? He really is a great movie. Yeah. But he's.
Do we need to see it because we're in it?
Madness of King George?
Yeah. I mean, are we kind of in it?
Nigel Hawthorne? Amazing.
Yeah. It's a good, great movie.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I don't even need to read the story.
It's Trump's, a lot of crazy shit.
Trump's ranting in the near-empty White House that he will never concede.
I don't know. Between Trump and the Republicans in the House, we have, and probably some of the GOP senators too, of course, but God, there's so many dumb dickheads, man.
Well, and it doesn't, the conceding doesn't matter. Who cares? Don't concede. You twat.
Just don't burn the country to the ground.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Well, there's speculation that Mitch can't wait to convict this motherfucker and purge him,
I
said, from the party so that Mitch can be
the
head blob on the
Nazi seafloor.
Is probably holding leverage over Trump.
Yeah.
Like, don't do anything fucking crazy for the next 140 hours.
Oh, my God.
Or I will vote to... Because now he's saying, well, I'll wait.
Has he said that to him? Do you think he's made that threat, or does he have to?
He probably got the message somehow. I think they haven't spoke.
Yeah, I can't believe... what chapter, again, was this in The Art of the Deal? Yeah. Where you don't have any leverage. Everybody's coming for your fucking money. Your kids are stupid.
One day after Trump was impeached for the second time and with less than a week to go before the president-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, the Trump White House began cleaning out their desks.
Damn it.
Today.
People aren't going to learn the lesson. Like, a lot of people just have shitty fucking judgment. And if you voted for Trump, you really have... shitty judgment and you need to figure that out. Is that I don't know.
The White House staffers were spotted removing a bust of President Abraham Lincoln from the West Wing. Staffers did not immediately clarify if the bust belongs to the White House permanent collection or where it was headed.
They're stealing that fucking shit. I saw that fucking story.
Keep an eye on those motherfucking Trumps. They will take everything.
I just saw that. It was everything I do. It's not start screaming about that. This is crazy. You know they're stealing everything.
They're stealing shit.
Of course. MAGA.
Take
the Abraham Lincoln. Fuck it. What are you going to do with it, though?
White House advisor Peter Navarro was seen carrying a framed photograph out of the White House.
They're just like the maggots who are strolling out of the Capitol with Nancy Pelosi's motherfucking podium.
Despite still being on TV saying Trump won the election.
Yeah, okay, good.
He said in a Thursday interview on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo, the Democratic Party did violence to this country by attacking a president who I believe was legally elected November 3rd. The Democrats are the violent ones.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They're just defending themselves.
Oh, that's fine. Now, explain to me why you believe Biden did not win that fucking election.
Well, because Trump won in a landslide, because fraud, because dead people.
Okay. And you know what? I don't need any evidence. It's just fine. Here, you can. We'll let MAGA take over for the rest of all time, and it's okay.
said, with the tradition of smooth transfer of power already shattered by congressional Republicans who voted to contest the certification of the Electoral College votes last week, and by the riot initiated by Trump supporters hoping to overturn the election results, other traditions have fallen by the wayside. The Pentagon will not host a farewell tribute to Trump.
Ah!
Oh, that's going to drive him crazy. Customary for an outgoing commander-in-chief. That's going to piss him off.
Come on. That was gone a long fucking time ago. I care.
That's going to piss him off.
No, yeah.
The military not saluting him one last time? Throwing a party?
You know, our country hasn't done the adult thing about this pandemic, and the adult thing is not having a goddamn inaugural. Pandemic.
That's right.
Not having any of these things.
Yeah.
And do them via Zoom and save some fucking lives and some healthcare workers. You know what I mean?
They're going to do it.
It's stupid. They shouldn't have that inaugural. I think it's dangerous.
There are reports are they're already turning D.C. like into a bunker. I mean, the entire Capitol grounds are going to be closed.
You got to get somebody who's got to get a president like me. I see that. Everything's done. No one's going anywhere. Zoom all around. We're not doing shit. Sorry. My God, did you see those videos? Do we want to do that again?
And then at the Drudge Report, looting valuables, and that's the story of these assholes dragging this stuff out.
That's a joke people probably made when they were going in. They're like, hey, make sure they don't steal anything when they leave. People probably made that joke, and then someone said, no, Ivanka will never let that happen.
The Washington Times, not known for its flaming liberalism.
Yeah.
President Trump potentially faces a torrent of criminal charges when he leaves office, including charges linked to the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
Yes.
Making prosecutors worry that he is a flight risk.
Oh, my Christ.
God, do you think?
Man. Flight risk.
His real estate empire extends to multiple luxury properties in countries that don't have extradition treaties with the United States.
Okay, which fucking countries then? Which ones? Like, what?
Probably like Saudi, UAE and shit.
You know, we don't have anybody you can call in Saudi Arabia and say, we know this asshole's here, grab him.
The asshole that said, go ahead and kill that Khashoggi MBS, mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I
Trump publicly mused in October that he'd leave the country if he lost to Democrat Joe Biden.
Who do you think you are? You think if you left the country, people would fucking care?
Well, but we want him in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Douglas McNabb, a private attorney with expertise in international extradition defense, said that if criminal charges are brought, Trump fits the bill for becoming a fugitive from justice.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Got money. He's got property. He's got access. The government would argue that he's a flight risk, which means they would put him and keep him in jail.
Donald, you're going to lose. There's no MAGA. There's nothing's going to happen at the last moment. Here's what's going to happen. Joe Biden's going to be president. You're going to get arrested. It's been the rest of your life in fucking jail, you fucking idiot. You should resign.
He owns a luxury hotel and tower in the United Arab Emirates and an unfinished hotel project in Azerbaijan. Oh, he's not going to want to go to Azerbaijan.
What's that like?
Two countries that don't have extradition treaties with the U.S. But he may also be protected if he goes to his country club in Scotland or his resort in Ireland. Extradition is a notoriously difficult process.
Well,
even when countries have a solid agreement. Look, they didn't get Assange.
Let me make a suggestion here. If he goes to Scotland, they will extradite that Nazi. They don't like him. The cunt will be extradited. No worries.
Yeah, don't take him. Don't go to Scotland.
Oh, man.
In Ireland, you may be able to sneak in there. There's some pretty racist-y.
Yeah. Well, we're just in a...
I told you I was in Dublin the first time I went there. I was in Dublin 10 minutes, literally, because I got into a cab. And I don't know if they still do this, but a lot of the cabs in Dublin, their own car. You own your own car. And he had this like really fancy, nice car.
Oh,
and he was talking to me about his nice car. And he's like, oh, I've got this other one, and I've got this other one and everything. And He's like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm just, you know, a tourist and everything. And he said, you look Irish. Are you Irish? Oh. And I was like, yeah, yeah. My grandmother was born here. And he said, where? And I said, County Kerry. And he went, oh. Well, you might not want to be talking about that a lot around here, because, you know, a lot of people around here think the County Kerry is would be like your, and he said the N-word.
Wow.
And I was like, what? Man. Really? Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for letting me know. My grandmother, her, you know, the, I guess so, it's one of the hillbilly counties.
So is your clan oppressed or fucking marginalized over
there? I guess they were.
How do we fix that?
Who do we horrified.
Beat up? Who do we beat up to fix that?
I actually thought it was pretty funny. I'm like, yeah, that look is at this fucking crazy, racist man. Asshole. I'm here 10 minutes.
It's just, not, yeah, you know what? There's nothing like being caught with one of these lunatics. And it's like,
here, my grandmother was an N-word.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Dublin.
Your grandmother was a whore.
I was like, did shit. I got out. Fortunately, we were pretty close to the hotel, and I got out. It's like, did that just fucking happen?
Well, and also, too, you hand it to this guy, man. He knows something about whatever your background is, and it's kind of a thing that some people wouldn't mention. He would think, well, I'll just not mention that for the short car ride. But he did, though.
Well, yeah.
What an asshole.
But he thought he was doing me a favor, telling me.
Yeah, that's true.
Telling me not to say it because other racist scumbags or whatever.
Yeah. And then the more,
I don't know, countyists. What do you, whatever you call them.
The more you know, you know.
God.
That's that moment.
Yeah. Anyway. But the rest of my time there,
it was nice.
It's always been great.
Well, I hope if Trump tries really to flee nice there, they kick him the fuck back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I hope Ireland would do
Comprende, that. Comprende, Ireland.
Yeah. 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 Trump's Scottish neighbors do not like him at all, especially.
I mean, what if he fled to like Mississippi or something? Would he get extradited there? No.
I don't know. Samantha Bee even did a segment.
Yes.
On the people in Scotland who hate Trump.
Oh, that's
and wandered into the untouched dunes of Aberdeenshire, declaring it for himself.
We're building the greatest golf course anywhere in the world.
Before he could grab them by the peat bog, the Ben O'Donnell professed his love to Scotland.
My mother was born in Stornoway. I love the people. I love the Scotch. I'm Scottish myself.
It's Scottish, you plonker. And with a false promise of 6,000 jobs, the Scottish government was seduced, and his course grew and grew.
I'm an artist, and this is probably the greatest piece of canvas that anybody's ever worked on.
God.
There's a piece, I think it's in New York Magazine, that talks about his love of bathrooms and toilets and how in the
of
White
course,
House.
Yeah,
man, like he likes to show people around the bathroom.
Why are they always failed artists? But there was legend of a man who lived next to the golf course and refused to sell his land. A farmer who invented the art of pissing off Trump and rocking a woolly jumper, Michael Forbes.
I met him once.
Yeah?
Just been the beach up, come over the dunes, about half a dozen bodyguards. And the first thing he says was, what's this land worth, $25 an acre? This is in your fucking dreams, I said.
In your fucking dreams!
So nothing can make you sell your land?
No. I sussed him out in 10 seconds. He was an asshole. The only regret I have is I didn't knock him on his arse when I met him.
What?
I didn't knock him on his ass when I met him.
That's good.
This drove the Banshee so mad that he lumbered in front of some TV cameras to start wailing.
I look at Mr. Forbes and his disgusting conditions. Mr. Forbes lives in a pig-like atmosphere.
It's a slum. I mean, it's horrible the way he maintains it.
Did you feel really hurt when he called you a pig?
I was actually laughing about it. And so was my mother. She thinks he's a clown.
So is my mother.
She thinks he's a clown.
I love picking him off. He's a compulsive liar. That's what he is. You just keep calling him a liar. Yeah? And it's about to hurt someday.
During the election, I was calling him a liar because I was part of this secret Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I don't think it made a massive impact. But rather than preaching to the choir, Michael painted it on the side of his shed. This enraged the beast even more, and he sent the government to seize Forbes' land. But the farmers' fight had inspired the villagers, like our next hero.
Here's Trump threatening to seize Michael Forbes' land, so I offered to purchase a small part of it.
Why would you purchasing it stop him from seizing it?
At that time, I was a researcher in Antarctica, and so if they wanted to purchase it from me, they'd have to come and see me about it, 9,000 miles away.
They were fucking with him. He tried to sick the government on this poor guy.
I love how these guys just outsmarted that fucking dickhead.
By a seal spooner, MacDonald gave up and moved on to his next fight. When Scotland announced plans to build turbines off the coast of his golf course, Trump charged into Parliament to tilt at the windmills.
They are so unattractive, so ugly, so noisy, and so dangerous that if Scotland does this, I think Scotland will be in serious trouble.
Where is the clinical evidence? Not an opinion.
Well, first of all, I am the evidence.
Winding off that laugh.
They laughed at him. This is before he was president, by the way. I mean...
But this normal people would have seen this as a cautionary thing. Like, I don't want this type of person to be in charge of my country.
It's the clinical evidence, not an opinion.
Well, first of all, I am the evidence.
Riding off that laughter, our next hero, Parliament member Patrick Harvey, took his stand.
I tweeted a picture from the end of life of Brian poking fun at him, and I just added these little speech bubbles saying, I'm the evidence, I'm the evidence.
Wow, nailed it. How many retweets and favourites did it get?
I think it's had quite a number since then.
That number is 52. Yet somehow that was still enough to anger the brute.
I was astonished to receive a letter telling me Donald Trump was accusing me of blasphemy and complaining to the parliamentary...
Oh, God, it's the picture. It's the crucifixion scene from the end of, spoiler alert, Life of Brian. And everyone has a bubble over their face or a speech bubble saying, I'm the evidence, I'm the evidence, I'm the evidence.
Trump is suing this guy for blasphemy. Someone for blasphemy.
Sanders commissioner.
Blasphemy? Is that because he's legally God?
Well, Donald Trump accused me essentially of offending the whole of Christendom.
The trolling only continued because when Trump lurched out of Parliament, he bumped into this brave knight.
I found myself outside the Scottish Parliament behind him at one point, and I had a balloon in my hand and took a shot. I ballooned Donald Trump. I rubbed the balloon on his head and his hair stood up.
There's pictures of him holding he sneaks up behind Trump. And then the next picture, Trump's hair. He raises it up in the air, and Trump's hair follows.
That's brilliant. That is fucking
see,
genius.
The Scottish people are brilliant.
They know how to handle these fuckers, I guess, you know?
It is amazing that it reacts so chemically similar to real hair.
Isn't it amazing? I don't have many tips for the people of America, but if they find themselves behind Donald Trump with a statically charged balloon, take your chance.
From there, the whole country joined in the fun. They showed up to protest, brought some very...
Oh, there's the famous Trump is a cunt protester.
To signs. And his neighbours started flying Mexican flags. This one lady was even arrested for urinating on the course.
Yeah! That's what... Thank you! Thank you. Thank you. That is fucking resistance right there.
But in retrospect, he was probably into that. Yet somehow Trump still thinks he's Scotland's golden boy.
I have a great relationship with the people of Scotland. Most neighbours love us.
I hit the pubs to hear what Trump's Scottish neighbours really think.
What do you think about the pub? What's going to happen in the pubs?
I honestly can't wait.
I think Donald Trump's the biggest ball bag in the world.
He's an idiot.
He's just...
Ball bag.
he's
a walloper.
My two priest cunt.
My ball bag.
What's it mean?
You're the skin that holds in the testicles.
Just the sack.
They've got, it says Bobak, idiot, spoiled baby, walloper, two-faced cunt, and a Bobak, which is...
He said he's the skin that holds in the testicles.
Bridge cunt.
My ball bag.
What's it mean?
You're the skin that holds in the testicles.
Just the sack.
That's it, you're just the sack.
You're a fanny. Just by tits.
Just a bit of a wank. Slimy, greasy.
He's a fucking prick.
He's a nutter.
Donald Trump is a cunt.
That's right.
Thank you.
See, the Scottish teach their children well.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for whoever did that.
Anyway,
that's
Samantha
good.
B.
Boy, that's amazing. Shit.
So he's not beloved in Scotland. I can't imagine him going there. And Nicola Sturgeon, the first minister, whatever the hell they call her there.
Yeah.
The poobah at the moment, said there's no reason for him to come here. He's not essential.
Yeah.
And they're under COVID lockdown.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would want that super spreader motherfucker to come to a place that's having, you know, corona.
God, it sounds like Emirates is where he'll end up.
Yeah.
I mean, unless, does that mean we have an extradition treaty with Saudis, maybe?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. Shelby, could you
surprises me.
Get on Bing?
Maybe go to Israel.
Yeah.
He's not going to Israel.
Right. I mean, you know, he could go. I mean, you know, he could go to some super secret hideaway in North Korea or something. I mean, maybe he could go to North Korea. Seriously, I mean...
Kim and I haven't been exchanging letters.
Do we have an extradition? We don't have extradition with Korea.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Kidding.
The COVID still goeth.
Oh, shit. Well, okay.
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what are we supposed to be doing about it?
We're waiting for the new president to start, and maybe some shit will start happening.
You know what's strange? When I watch Star Trek, Star Trek is a science fiction television series and movie. Also, I believe it was a comic book, and it's about a bunch of guys in Starfleet, and they fly all over the fucking...
And women,
sorry, yes.
And other...
Yeah, it's very inclusive. And all these people fly all around the galaxy with people, beings, you know, kicking, you know, ass and shit like that. God, I forgot my point. Oh, God, this is going to be hilarious.
Is it diversity? Is
yeah. There... No, I don't know.
I can't help
Fuck
you.
It.
The entire National Mall will be closing on Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
The area between Lincoln Memorial and the U.S. Capitol could be closed to the public, they're saying.
Do you think we need the cast of Star Trek IV to show up in a Klingon vessel and pick up a whale to talk to?
Some of them are deceased.
To talk to the Borg that's out there fucking everything up right now. I mean, is 2021 worse?
Well, strap in. I mean, Trump's trying.
Yeah.
To make it start really shittily.
Right.
The National Park Service said a decision could be announced by tomorrow. Closing the mall on Wednesday would be a big departure from past inaugurations, which have seen up to 1 million people in attendance, or well over that in the case of Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009.
Yeah. Well, it's a different time, isn't it?
The discussion comes amid threats of violence from right-wing extremists, and after the Biden inaugural committee decided to make most of the day's celebrations virtual... Because of the coronavirus pandemic, most.
Do it in VR. Everybody gets goggles.
The Joint Inaugural Committee has already announced it would not be issuing tickets this year for people to attend. Closer to the ceremony, if the mall's closed, only authorized people would be allowed in, such as those working on the entertainment program planned for later in the evening.
What?
I saw that both Jackie Evancho and Three Doors Down have signed up.
Oh, have they really?
To headline, yeah.
That's not funny. Did they? I mean,
Lee Greenwood is going to sing.
Are they? Well, will they get indicted?
Lady Gaga will be singing the national anthem, and J Lo is already set to perform.
Are you kidding?
No,
that's awesome.
100% serious.
I don't know. Why are we having a live event? I mean, God, dude, there's the threat of racial fucking violence, whatever, and COVID. We're not doing anything logical or sensible right now.
Federal officials also said they're considering whether to allow admission to the groups that have already been granted First Amendment permits.
No.
One such permit allowing 5,000 people was issued to a group called DC Action Lab, which describes itself as wanting to put on a free speech demonstration against the inauguration. If the group is allowed access, all those in attendance would be screened by law enforcement.
Great. Are they, who, these people you're talking, DC Action Lab, are they Nazis? Or what's their thing?
We don't know.
Don't have it. You know what I mean? Like, this is a thing you don't have. This is a thing where you, if you're, you participate from the bridge of the Enterprise, and maybe the most important person in the ceremony beams down or something like that.
Biden's inaugural theme will be America United. He will partake in several activities along former Presidents Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton to underscore that message of unity. I understand they're going to do a barbershop quartet.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel united with the guy that, I don't know, who wrote a nasty note to Nancy Pelosi on her desk? And do you want to unite with him?
Well, he's in jail right now. So I know.
Jeez.
Pop music artists Jennifer Lopez and Lady Gaga are also set to perform. Gaga will sing the national anthem. Lopez will give a musical performance on the west front of the Capitol.
I'm just Chinny from
the
block.
Where the ceremony will be taking place.
Name another one, though, from her. What's another J-Lo song? Don't start. I'm just Jenny from the block.
You go ahead. I'm going to move on. I can't think of another one besides Jenny from the block. But I like her.
Yeah.
She's a pretty good actor, too.
I'm just going through every choice I would have of booking someone performing. I guess I would end up with J-Lo after I went through everyone else available.
Well, that's just the first, to announce.
Yeah.
The National Guard has been authorized to use lethal force.
Looking forward to the event. Oh, it's going to be great.
That's it. That's the headline. I mean, there's not much more to read about that.
This is like if this is such a weird thing. It's like if a hurricane was coming, but the way to make the hurricane not come is to stay away from the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like we can stop this hurricane of violence by not having anyone come and just not have it. And just who gives a fuck?
The Pentagon, it says here that far-right extremists are recruiting in the military.
Perfect. Great, everyone.
Far-right and white supremacist extremists are actively recruiting in the U.S. military and have gained more support over the past year.
Yeah. I'm seeing that here that Paula Abdul said no first, and then they got J-Lo.
Well, and they've been trying to get the government to care about this white supremacy problem. Even when Obama was president, I read that he was hesitant. He didn't have a lot of political capital to come in and black guy going after the military going after the white people in the military was not a great look for his first year in office.
Yeah.
Nobody's really been doing anything about it. That it was like a 2006 was that first report that came out that said, holy shit, the white supremacists are infiltrating our police and military. And nobody cared because we were still fapping to Iraq and going after Al-Qaeda.
That's right. I mean, there's so much fapping about that.
So nobody cared.
But now look.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's shit, man. You guys got to get serious about these white fucking supremacists. These people, I don't know what television shows you watch, but what shows feature white supremacists as bad guys? This is a really weird show. Justified.
Yes.
Very scary people.
Good show.
Yeah, great show. But I would venture to say the people they were portraying from real life are even scarier.
I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende?
Comprende?
We got it. You know, man, we got to get this militia shit has to stop, really.
Well, yeah. Now, some I did see another story that some of these little circle jerk chambers that they've slithered off to in the internet are they're saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't go.
Yeah,
because now they're worried some of these might be traps.
For what?
That they're just all going to get arrested.
That
whether they're violent or not. That if they, even if they show up to peacefully protest with their guns,
well,
that they're just going to get rounded up and arrested.
You know, and also too, man. I mean, let's say okay. So now we have to get hard on these white supremacists with their protests and shit because you know they're very violent. But what happens at a Black Lives Matter protest that is peaceful? I mean, will the police knock some heads in? But no, the police, are they going to be able to say this is a different, this Black Lives Matter protest?
Well, hopefully the whole atmosphere
different.
Will be better under the Democrats. We need somebody, and don't forget Merrick Garland did something like prosecuted some racist police or something. He did something that was like,
Thank you. That
would seem to show that he is not going to go kindly on these corrupt police departments.
Right, right. Good.
We shall see.
Right. Whatever gets Trump out of the fucking White House.
The FBI has told police chiefs nationwide to be on high alert.
Oh, sure. Fuck it. Guess what, guys? High alert. Fuck it. J-Lo's on the White House lawn performing. So, who is it? Mariah Carey? Who's the other one that's performing? Whatever other...
J-Lo and Gaga.
J-Lo, Gaga. We're going to get... what other... We're going to get... who's another one?
Bieber.
We're getting Bieber. We're getting Kendrick. We're getting everybody. I'm not equating Bieber with Kendrick. This is not what I mean. George Clooney's there. We're going to have a whole Hollywood thing. It'll be a super spreader event. And maybe a bunch of white supremacists will storm the place. Shit.
The officials reportedly expressed concerns about the potential for extremist violence, calling on law enforcement across the country to watch for any signs of trouble.
Stay the fuck home.
I'm going to have to check Facebook and everything here and see if any of the righties are planning to march, because they usually end up in front of the government buildings, which are not that far from Crab Diving Studios.
I don't know.
And frequently the intern gets walked
right
by those buildings.
Fucking Nazis. You stay away from the fucking intern, you motherfuckers. Jeez.
The report comes amid concerns of more violence after a mob of President Trump supporters breached the Capitol.
If you're, let's say you're a Nazi or a white supremacist or a neo, whatever the fucking difference is. You know, and you meet somebody on, you know, some dating app, and you go out.
Grindr?
Yeah, you're on Grindr, you're meeting. At what point do you say, like, hey, man, I like you a lot, so I want to share this thing I have. I am a Nazi. Does that bother you? I mean, how does that come up when you're dating someone? Like, I'm a white, you know, I'm a Proud Boy or something. How does that work?
You probably make, like, a racist joke, and if they laugh...
I'm gonna tell her. Yeah.
She didn't run when I said the N-word.
But the thing is, Proud Boy, if you meet someone and then that they aren't horrified by who you are, they're horrible, man.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Also, this is a story that was trending and
yes.
Still trending right now.
Okay.
This one makes me crazy. Secret Service agents assigned to Ivanka.
Oh, God.
And her husband, Jared, have been renting a studio apartment at taxpayers' expense, $3,000 a month. Holy fucking shit, DC.
A studio
Holy
apartment?
Fucking shit, Washington, DC.
I'm familiar with studio apartments. We're talking about one room.
Well, yeah. Usually an offset kitchen area.
Full kitchen.
And a bathroom.
Is it a full bath with a shower? Or is it?
Well, yeah.
It's got to be a shower.
For that purpose. For the purpose of having a bathroom available. Because in their big fancy house, which I guess has six fucking bathrooms.
6.5.
They said, no, we don't want you in there.
Oh, God. What are you guys, why? What's so great about your shit?
After being instructed not to use any of the half dozen bathrooms inside their home, located in Northwest Washington, the Secret Service detail tried multiple solutions, including using a bathroom at the not-so-close home of the vice president and a porta potty.
A porta potty! This person could potentially take a bullet for you. Let them take a shit in your kitchen sink if they so please.
So in 2017, they began renting a neighbor's basement studio apartment to solve the problem. With a rent of $3,000 a month, the detail has spent upward of $100,000 on the toilet solution.
And this is to protect your Ivanka.
Yeah.
God. Damn, these Secret Service, do you imagine? I guard you with my life. My stomach is upset. Can I please use your bathroom? No, I'm not good enough to use your bathroom, but you're fine with me taking a bullet for
you. Well, and now they're denying it.
Yeah, I would deny it too. know you did it, you motherfuckers.
They're saying, the spokesperson says, this is just another false narrative. When discussions regarding protecting their home were initially had in 2017, Ivanka and Jared made clear that their home would always be open to the incredible men and women on their detail. It was only after a decision by the Secret Service that was made that their detail sought other accommodations.
They didn't want to, the Secret Service is like, I do not want to shit in Jarvanka's bathroom any longer. It's horrible. Is that it?
I'm sure it was. Ivanka saw a couple of black guys on her detail. And she's like, I don't want them touching my toilets. Melania will never come over.
Dude, I mean, we discussed this story offline conversation from crab diving. It came out that this is old news, but the.
Back again.
I mean, in the thread of bathrooms and things, that's why it took Melania a long time to move into the White House. Because she wanted the toilets and the shower and shit switched over.
Allegedly. Along with, she was renegotiating the prenup.
Oh, okay.
Was another allegation.
You don't think Melania was like, I don't want to use the same bathroom?
Oh, I
think
totally. She didn't. I think she totally wanted. They did demand that all of the, not only like just change the seats, but they wanted the entire, all the toilets and all the sinks ripped out and replaced.
I'll take a shit on the same seat Obama did. I don't give a fuck. I would do that with no problem. Like, fuck.
Arrangements that allow the people under protection to retain some privacy are not unusual. What makes this situation unique is the unusual measures the detail had to take to remedy the problem.
God damn, man. Is it worth
typical
it?
There's some sort of guest house restroom that the agents can use.
You know, I mean, the thing is, like, these Secret Service guys, I mean, I don't know. They have this, I'm sure they have an oath somewhere. They have a code they live by. They respect their job and shit. So they're going to take their job seriously no matter what. I mean, but I would just feel weird telling a person protecting me, you can't pee in my house, man. In my mansion. Well,
they wouldn't have that courage. They would tell one of their toadies to tell them. They're Trumps. They don't.
You know, man.
Personal courage like that.
You remember how, former Vice President Underwood treated his Secret Service guys? He was very loving with them, especially that one.
On House of Cards?
Yeah.
What other stories? I've got a shit fucking ton of stories. Oh, did you see this stuff about the Bitcoin?
I did not.
Excuse me. It's not the COVID. On December 8th, someone.
Yes.
Made a simultaneous transfer of 28.15 Bitcoins.
Okay.
At the time worth, more than half a mil.
Wow.
To 22 different virtual wallets, most of them belonging to prominent right-wing organizations and personalities.
Very nice. Okay.
Cryptocurrency researchers believe they've identified who made the transfer. They suspect it was intended to bolster far-right causes.
Yeah.
U.S. law enforcement is investigating whether the donations were linked to the January 6th assault.
When we hear things like someone's raising money to bolster far-right causes, is that just code for, hey, they're raising money for more guns?
Here's buses to get you to...
Yeah.
To help get you to Washington and shit like
Thomas's
that.
Clarence Thomas's wife does that for everyone now, so...
And Charlie Kirk did, too. Like 20 buses or something.
Why would that occur to these guys? I know what I need to do. I need to reserve a bus so some wacko racists can come to our capital.
Right wing, and these are the worst of the worst, the real Nazis. Right wing figures and websites including VDare, the Daily Stormer, that's the Nazis.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nick Fuentes, he's in charge of the Proud Boys, I think, received generous donations from a Bitcoin account linked to a French crypto exchange.
Oui.
According to research done.
Zut alors.
Chain Analysis investigated the donations after Yahoo News shared the data points. According to one source,
okay,
the suspicious December 8th transaction, along with a number of other pieces of intelligence, has prompted law enforcement and intelligence agencies in recent days to actively investigate the sources of funding for the individuals who participated. Bullhorn or bison horn dude, the shaman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Lives with his mother.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what he's doing. I don't get the vibe that he's got like a real lucrative gig going.
No. He's head horn polisher at Fuckface Industries or something. He probably. I don't know what he does. Does he teach yoga or?
One of the ways extremist groups have made money in recent years is online through crypto and crowdfunding.
But can we track down where this money comes from and where it's going to?
Well, it's harder, especially if it's run through, like a crypto exchange in China or something like that.
But it's, man.
And then converted to cash and then poof, launder that cash.
You know what's weird to me is, I understand it's harder to track that shit down, but, look what happened at the Capitol. Are there not people that could figure out?
Well, yeah, there's, that's what they're working on.
And then we figure out where they are, and then we can go get them, and everything will be fine.
Right, unless it's Russia.
Okay? Well, okay.
Unless it's Putin or something like that.
So that money could have came from Russia via Bitcoin or something like that.
Right, it just came from a French exchange. That doesn't. I'd be amazed if it was.
Yeah,
like some guy sitting in Paris,
Yeah,
clicking a button. I think it probably was run through a couple different exchanges, and then.
Yeah, we just have to figure out where the really, really, really bad Nazis are that are running this shit and get them. You know what I mean? Just get them with a. Special forces, strike force kind of shit thing.
Well, the FBI, some of these dudes that are being arrested, the FBI said to local law enforcement and local field offices that are going to get these guys that, if they were at the rally, if they were some of these that were in like body armor and tactical gear and shit and have been known to open carry semi-auto weapons and stuff at other events.
You want some police officers.
Take the SWAT team, they said.
Fuck this, I'm not going to get
take
that
the SWAT
guy.
Team to go, yeah, to go pick those motherfuckers up.
Again, we're back to gun control. Would have helped some of this, maybe.
This is hilarious.
Okay.
And very typical.
Yes.
President Donald Trump, on the eve of the second impeachment trial.
You fucking loser. Jesus.
This is Bloomberg reporting. Is having trouble finding a legal team to defend him.
Why are you even doing that, dickhead? Just don't. Do you do it?
Allies of the outgoing president have been canvassing Washington's legal landscape, looking for representation, but so far coming up short. Lawyers who defended him in previous impeachment trial, including Jay Sekulow, and White House counsel Pat Cipollone have said no.
Jay Sekulow said no?
Yeah.
Isn't he a crazy Jesus guy? Or?
Yeah.
Damn, Trump, this is what you do. You take some peyote in DMT, you and Rudy do this, and then you roll into the court and you fight like hell. You do your best. That's all you
well,
have.
Well, no, he's pissed at Rudy now. He's not paying him.
Why is he mad at Rudy?
Because he lost. Rudy was supposed to pull out some court victory for him.
Nobody tried harder, Trump, than Rudy to help you. I mean, Rudy has no dignity left because he put himself on the line for you. Does the effort mean nothing?
Other lawyers who defended Trump at times, including former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
God. Disgusting.
Eric Hirschman, Pat Philbin, and Mark Kasowitz are not interested in joining the team at this time.
We don't want to take the president on as a fucking client, dude. That's amazing.
Some of these lawyers who don't want the roles have privately said that what Trump did was indefensible.
They don't see if a law firm represents Donald Trump, then all their clients are going to say, go fuck yourself.
More broadly, a number of prominent law firms have refused to engage in any legal representation involving Trump's actions following the November 3rd election.
Damn. This is like that part in Goodfellas after Ray Liotta gets busted for selling heroin. And you know, the head mobster guy said, don't sell that heroin, you'll get in trouble. And then he went to the head mobster guy, he's like, I'm in trouble. And he's like, you betrayed me. Take this money and get the fuck out.
Dershowitz said no.
Yeah,
I guess, or just won't, or hasn't been asked, or whatever.
Is Trump deserted? Does he have no friends?
Well, yeah, all the rats are leaving.
If Jeffrey Epstein was still alive, would Jeffrey Epstein have deserted Trump?
No. Dershowitz said he's not representing, but he said Trump's remarks to protesters are protected under the First Amendment. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Doesn't allow an impeachment trial after a president has left office. Not true. Also, that's not true. There was some toady, somebody else, some judge or something that, or some other people have been impeached.
Yeah.
After they've left office. And then you can impose that you can't ever run again kind of thing on them.
Right. Right. Which would be great in this situation.
Which really would only require an up and down 50-50 votes.
Oh, shit. So that's doable.
Yeah.
That's fucking gettable.
But they need 2/3 to convict.
And do you think we need the trial because we need to figure out what the fuck went on that day and who helped who and who?
No, that's not going to do anything in the Senate. We need a 9/11 commission.
Yeah.
To investigate all that shit. But
right.
I don't think there's going to be a very strong defense put up. Not like last time where, you know, they were circling all the wagons. Now half of the wagons want to drive away.
Well, and some of the wagons are seditious, you know? And so, like, how do the normal people work with these wackos in the Congress that maybe helped this thing? I mean, I would have a real hard time with my coworker.
Yeah.
Well,
what about the assholes who refused the masks?
Oh, fuck
them. The one guy that literally, he's on camera even, they're offering masks to them as they're locked in a room with them while the riot's happening. And one of these mask holes, Republican representative says, no, I don't want to make this political.
We don't value life.
I don't want to make this political.
You know, man. How many people are dead from the coronavirus right now?
Coming up on 400,000.
400,000. Why? Our headlines are filled with this weird sedition shit, but it's like, I feel like people aren't talking about this enough for what the fuck it is.
So Dershowitz is wrong, but then if he said that, that means Trump's going to try to sue.
Okay.
Say that the Senate has no right to do it after he's left office.
Right.
But I believe he will lose that.
Is Big Dick Toilet Guy still a part of the DOJ?
So.
Will Trump give him a call? I don't know if he still have his business card.
Well, it says there's talk among Republicans in Congress that Jim Jordan, and Representative Elise Stefanik may be among those defending Trump.
Who is Stefanik?
She's from New York. She's an asshole.
Jim Jordan?
Yeah. Jim Jordan is going to defend him.
Hey, yeah, be friends with Jim Jordan. He's a great fucking guy.
Another reason for good lawyers remaining on the sidelines is the pressure being applied to law firms by interest groups like the Lincoln Project.
Yes. Yes. And Trump is going to end up like dead and fucking isolated. He's poison.
And they're saying the harassment and doxing. It's not doxing. If Lincoln Project says, hey, these guys are going to represent Trump and trying to overthrow the election, here's their phone number that you can get on the internet.
Doxing.
That's not doxing.
Yeah, that's journalism, maybe, right? And shit, or fucking research, or God, fucking reading, you cunts.
It's not doxing.
Jesus.
And harassing has to be done multiple times.
Okay.
If multiple people,
yes,
send you a little note,
right,
saying, you scumbags, we will never use your firm.
Yeah.
How can you represent that? How can you represent that criminal?
Do you remember?
That's not harassment.
Do you remember when Maxine Waters said something like, hey, if you see your shitty Republican representative out, you know, Golden Corral eating, you can fuck with him. You know, did she have to apologize for that or anything? I hope not. Yeah, I hope not.
I don't think so.
People threw a fit about that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And the Republicans will go right back to throwing fits about nothing.
You hypocritical motherfuckers.
That's how they work.
The dullards.
We've got, thanks for joining us during the show. Tweet us at Crab Diving.
Yes.
Anytime.
The horrible, on the right, the music, the TV, and everything is just subpar culture shit, you know? Just horrendous.
Yeah, this is great. We got tagged in a photo from Chris Lutoff. It's a meme. First reporter to simply stand up and ask Trump, what the fuck is wrong with you, should win a Pulitzer Prize. Very true.
That is a question. That is a question we should be able to ask a guy who waddles around with the nuclear codes in a bag.
I'm gonna retweet that.
Retweet.
The, what? Oh, Dollar General will pay workers to get the coronavirus vaccine.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's
great.
Nice from the dollar store.
You should.
Unusual.
And that, you know what? That should be a place to vaccinate the workers, because you know that shit is spreading there. You go into Dollar General and it's not the employees. They wear their masks and they stay behind these plexiglass things. It's going to be a big shock. It's Floridians, that maskless Floridians are just everywhere.
And fight and fight and fight and fight.
Yeah, it would be good. They should get vaccinated, man.
Let's see. We've got.
Was it really? It was a bunch of angels from different parts of the world were supposed to come and effect change for Donald Trump, and nothing happened. Paula White said something would happen, and then nothing happened. So is she discredited now?
No, she may still be rocking.
You guys, religious
still be
people.
Raising money to help Trump, and you know those angels from Africa got to sleep somewhere.
That's right. Talk to my agent, motherfucker.
And you know it's top tier hotels. You're not putting an African angel in Motel 6.
You know how hard it is to book a lactating angel these days. Oh my God, 3 nights minimum.
They're pumping.
The whole thing. Suction.
What is this? Oh, I could get it. You're just being lazy.
As the mainstream narrative quickly unfolded last week, almost as if it were already prepared in advance, another narrative began to take shape right here on the Victory Channel.
The Victory Channel is Kenneth Copeland's network.
Yeah. They love. What is it about evangel? I know so many churches named Victory, whatever the fuck, man. They love that.
Yeah, like they think they can't wait till they win, and all of us atheists are vanquished.
Do you know a bunch of like Protestant hymns and shit? Well, you went to Catholic school.
Yeah, so I went to Catholic school. Yeah.
Oh my God, they just like Victory, oh, victory.
Oh, no,
victory
we don't.
In Jesus.
No, that's too rocking for the Catholics who are singing.
My sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah. Although there was a guitar mass that was,
oh,
that was actually rocking.
What kind of guitar?
It was a guy Finger. With a guitar, and yeah, and they would sing the,
yeah,
they would sing the, some more upbeat stuff. But
you know what we had when I was in high school? They had a budget to, like, for presentations. They had bands in, and generally every band was like a Christian rock band because that's just the way shit was. It's, you know, and then we had a mime come in, and this had a mime to a show, and they brought a Christian mime in. We couldn't even have just a mime. I mean, really, man. I mean, fuck. Maybe a Christian fucking mime.
A Christian mime?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you, dude. He did a whole, like, I haven't thought about this.
Did he do the crucifixion? Oh,
he's doing mime shit, man. He's doing mime shit. He's
well, but what was specifically Christian about him then?
The voiceover he was performing to. We all have our battles. We are grabbing the rope and fighting the wind and beating sin off. He's doing all this. You know, the thing is, he's doing all this amazing mimery shit. Like, he's great. But, like, you don't have to have the biblical shit in there. Well, nobody gets up in the morning. It's like, you know what I want to, I really want to see. Is there any biblical mimes available to book? You know?
Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly there's biblical mimes.
So, I mean, it's this guy. It was just, you know, the battle against drugs.
We do have, Disneyland is trending. Is that because of the...
Yeah.
Disneyland canceled all annual passes. Suspended the program immediately.
Damn, man. I know people that love Disneyland and Disney World more than anything, and you're fucking with their passes. They're going to lose their shit.
Yeah, Disneyland scrapping its annual pass program.
How much do people go to Disneyland that you need an annual pass? Like, how many times per season do you go?
You know people. I've known people that go, like, once a month, twice, every other month.
How often do you go a month?
I've never been to Disney.
You never went?
No.
Ah, shit, dude. You're in luck. You know why you're in luck? And I'm going to piss off a lot of people maybe saying this, and I'm sorry. I don't take this personally. God, people get so mad about Disney World. Disney World is better than Disneyland. I'm sorry. Okay? So maybe you can experience that instead.
Well, maybe.
That's great. God damn, we're going to get hate fucking mad. I'm sorry.
Listen, that's going too far. You could shit on everything, but Disneyland, man. Sad news.
Sad.
Trump's crazy doctor has passed. The guy that...
Oh.
His first doctor that put out that statement that Trump... It's the most virile, healthy specimen ever.
Yeah, I remember
to
that.
Waddle into the office.
He was so good in Cannonball Run. Like, him and Dom DeLuise, they fucking played off each other perfectly.
Harold Bornstein is his name.
Yes.
There's really no...
God, he stayed alive long enough to help get Donald Trump.
If elected, if elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
Did you know? I'm not going to make fun of it. This guy died. Rest, whatever happens to your body, rest in peace.
He later said that Trump dictated the whole letter. I didn't write that letter. I just made it up as I went along.
God. Do you realize what you did, dude? I mean, you...
He said... Around that time, in 2017, his office was raided by Trump's bodyguard.
Okay. Jeez.
A lawyer and a longtime associate. It was prompted by an article in the New York Times in which Bornstein said the president takes a prostate-related drug to treat baldness, known as Propecia, as well as other antibiotics to control rosacea, a common skin problem, and a statin for elevated blood cholesterol and lipids.
You know, he has a diaper and he just shits everywhere.
He didn't mention that.
He didn't know that? You think I've never been a doctor. Would you notice that if you're a doctor? You would watch with a diaper, patient.
Trump was obviously furious, and that was the end of his relationship with Harold.
Wow.
So RIP, we don't have we don't know why or how he died. So
maybe he seems like a guy that probably wore flip-flops to the office and, a raid by cops. Well, it was a Trump thug, right?
Trump thug, yeah.
Just fighting off a Trump thug in flip-flops has got to be challenging.
I'm sure there was no fighting going on. All the records. Okay, here.
Trump is a gangster, man. I bet he's had people roughed up.
Maybe. I mean, allegedly Stormy was threatened, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the guy deals with mafia types.
Right.
I mean, it's look at the people in the White House. I mean, shit. This is all a bunch of scumbags. No offense. If you're listening the White House to the Crab Diving Podcast, please call in. We'd love to interview you.
And many of them were unemployable.
No, why? Because they were the Nazi?
Yeah. I'm suggesting they may have trouble finding.
Well, no, you won't. You'll be fine. Do you know why? Because we have something called the minimum wage. So you will be able to find a service industry job or something where you will make the minimum wage. And the great thing is our government that you recently participated in running has given us a minimum wage that will support you. Yeah. Kaylee McEnany.
McNinny. God, was...
Mike Pence.
I tell you what, whoever produced that show should just be ashamed of themselves. It's just bad.
That was what, 90s, right?
Yeah, but Alex Jones, man. Does he forget for one second when he's on the mic that he's a performer?
No. I don't know that he's a performer.
I don't know either. It's a difficult thing to say. Alex Jones is a horrible asshole.
Sure.
But, he is a better performer than Mike Pence, I just said Mike Pence for it's odd to me that all these people, he's the radio host.
Just open your mouth and let it say whatever it wants to say.
They put Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, it's, God, that's some
WTF bra, BRAHH on the YouTube.
What would you call that? Calypso? That's good.
Latin Island.
Yeah.
Caribbean.
Right.
Kenneth Copeland speaking in
tongues.
That's
some good shit, man.
This is one of my favorites. Oops. Loading. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Always worth it.
That's good. You made Paula White entertaining. That's dangerous, whoever did that.
She's already pretty.
You're playing with fire, buddy.
She's already pretty. Where's this?
Ooh,
is healing your body right now.
The phenomenon known as
it's crazy pastor speaking in tongue compilation. And people talking about.
I mean, the thing with the speaking in tongues that is different than people that don't, it's like they either need it or they think it adds so much to what they're saying they have to have it.
Are some of the ones advising the current president of the United States? Enjoy.
Ah! Fill him up. Let him overflow. Glory, 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 glory.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Okay. Damn, we are just
back
all
to the news. Yeah.
Kinds of different mental illnesses these days.
Very easy to fall down a tongue hole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're in a really intricate tongue hole right now.
Here you go.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide. John Rappaport has been in this game a long time, kind of the Obi-Wan Kenobi of investigative journalist. I was watching this guy 30 years ago before I even got on air. He had major films out, interviews, you name it. And he was an investigative researcher for some of the biggest news programs in the country, back when those news programs actually did real investigative reports. You remember those?
So, let me move on.
I can't just say one thing. On behalf of Alec Guinness, go fuck yourself.
Controlled by the Communist Chinese. Wants to pin this on me and wants to, and has to beat Rod.
Oh, wait,
who's walking the dog. She's in the hospital. Beat the hell out of her. Now she's got to have surgery. And they had the FBI call us and say, yeah, we want you to come in for questioning about running the attack on the Capitol.
So he's gotten a call from the FBI.
You dumb,
about
stupid motherfucker.
Running the attack in the Capitol.
Did he start? You can't believe in your bullshit, man. That this is why. What an idiot.
Did you come in for questioning about running the attack on the Capitol? Because now the official story is it was coordinated. First, it was Trump's speech caused it. But now we know how before. We know who did it. Antifa with some paramilitary groups all together, which you're going to turn out are going to be feds with idiots. They provocateur to be part of it.
It's just not true. It's just not true. It's not Antifa with paramilitary groups.
And who's,
who are secretly feds.
And he's getting questioned by law enforcement.
That's so, big news that he just said he's been asked to come in by the FBI.
You know, Alex, there's a chance that it wasn't Antifa, but it was you.
The Q people. And so I'm just very honored. And people ask, how am I taking this? I feel great, man. I'm a patriot.
That's it. That's why he shat on Q the other day, right?
Antifa with some paramilitary groups all together, which are going to turn out to be feds with idiots they've provocateured to be part of it. The Q people.
The Q people
are the idiots.
Feds. No, they're not feds.
They're the idiots.
Mm. Okay.
I'm a good father. I've told the truth. I love America. And the fact that this global enemy, controlled by the Communist Chinese, wants to pin this on me and wants to, and has to beat Roger Stone's wife up.
What?
I mean, that's who you are? Fine. God is on our side.
Boy.
And you have God to deal with.
No.
Watch out, y'all.
Listen, God is
Alex
being,
has God.
God is God. If God has to deal with you right now in the middle of this pandemic, he's not going to be fucking happy.
And now they're calling me?
Well, they're but not like he thinks that on a global scale he's being blamed for the coup. No, someone wants to question you because there's evidence that you led a group of people into the Capitol, right?
Well, yeah, you could. There's video.
Yeah,
we're gonna go.
I mean, it's not a global movement against you. What there is video evidence of you doing something illegal.
Yeah.
Oh, God. These, you know. If you're Alex Jones, this is your rule. This should be your rule. No matter what I say, do not leave that studio. Because you will get arrested because you have very bad judgment.
Now, amongst the things that happen if you get impeached is, number one, you can't run for office again. Sorry, asshole. And number two, you don't get the Secret Service. You don't get the planes. You don't get the benefits of being the president of the United States because he got impeached not once, twice, two times. You don't get that Secret Service. That means you're a big shot, right? You're a billionaire with all your money, right? And your hair and your spray tans and all that shit. You now have to pay for your own security detail. That's pricey. We're not talking about Leonardo DiCaprio. We're not talking about Kevin Durant. We're talking about the president of the United States. He needs a security detail. I hope he's got to pay for it himself.
Rappaport's suggesting the president gets a little bit higher.
God, what kind of
than Leo?
Wait. How? Oh, I love this conversation. What is Leonardo DiCaprio's security detail? And what does it include?
It's probably a couple of dudes.
Helicopters?
No.
Automatic weapons?
No.
Automatic weapons?
No.
What?
Who wants to take out DiCaprio?
Who fucking knows? The guy's got a security detail, though.
We need security to keep assholes away.
Yeah.
His stupid sons, they got to pay for it themselves. They're big willies, right? They like everything gold. This gold. Well, maybe you don't have gold. Maybe you have to start making cuts. Now, amongst
maybe you don't have gold. Maybe you stop making cuts.
Damn, he is just killing it with these, man. Damn, it's so funny.
He's podcasting now.
Yeah. Did he have like a sports talk show or something?
Yeah, he's way. I mean, a lot of his podcast is.
Yeah. Is it true he's going to host the Grammys next year? That'd be good.
Really good.
Dan Crenshaw, I like you. I respect you. I know all about you. Okay. You just said we cannot ignore the president's behavior leading up to the violence in the Capitol last week. That's what you said. He bears enormous responsibility for it. But impeachment is not the answer. Dan Crenshaw. Fuck. If impeachment...
He dropped his phone. Dan Crenshaw. Fuck.
Fuck. If impeachment isn't the answer, what's the answer? Dan Crenshaw. If he bears enormous responsibility for a fucking riot at the Capitol building... What's the answer? No dinner? Do we put him in a timeout? What's the answer? This isn't a six-year-old, although he fucking acts like a six-year-old. Dan Crenshaw, I fuck with you. I like you. Tell me what's the answer. Impeachment, 25th Amendment. Take it all away from you. You know, Dan Crenshaw, that's the fucking answer. I don't know why you won't say it. Get rid of this fuck. You deserve better.
Well, Dan Crenshaw now is a rhino. He's hated now. Because even though he said no impeachment,
yes,
he said leave Liz Cheney alone. I think she's a great third in charge leader.
So now
he's hated. He's a rhino.
Is he deep state?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a bunch
of tweets. He's hated.
Is he in with
Dan Crenshaw's a rhino
with the spirit dinners and shit like that? The Lincoln Project should hire Rappaport to do some commercials.
Hey, pig dick. Asshole.
Pushover, Mike Pence.
Go back.
Pushover, Mike Pence. The worst vice president in United States history. Did you think somehow, some way, someday, you fucking loser would be president of the United States, you anti-science freak?
The Nixon's vice president was the worst, right? That guy has to be the worst.
Agnew was really bad.
I mean, Mike Pence fucking sucks, though.
Although, I don't know what Mike Pence is getting under the table.
Jeez, I wish we had film of it.
It's you anti-science freak. You don't believe in science? But somehow, for some reason, you... are the head of the coronavirus task force. And as the head of the coronavirus task force, you had the fucking balls to show up in a hospital with no mask on.
He's right, though.
You fucking loser. You're a fucking loser. Your wife, conniving Karen, she's also a fucking loser because she's enabling you.
Well, I don't know about that. I think he enabling, directing.
Well, she
isn't that the
enables
rumor?
Him to not... wear his ball gag out in public.
He tells him what. Does she tell him what to do?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the story.
Why is the dog sad?
What are you doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's wrong?
Trump's going to be gone in 130
conniving Karen, a.k.a. mother. For those of you who don't know, that's what he calls his wife, mother. Because he's a sick fuck. He also can't be in the room, can't be in a room with another woman without a chaperone. Because you're a sick fuck.
It's the best explanation.
Yeah.
He calls his wife mother because he's a sick fuck.
Hey, what's the argument, though?
Right.
That is exactly it. We have a president, a vice president that can't eat with a woman and... We have to consider that on some fucking level. Like, God.
Yeah.
We deserve better.
But you stand by your man. You stand by your man even when he has incited an attack on the Capitol building. And they came to get you. Hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. That doesn't offend you. That doesn't make you upset.
Yeah.
That doesn't upset.
Well, he was supposedly upset.
God, I would have been like, hey, motherfucker, your people came to hang me. Fuck you. They would have been like, would you have been livid? How would you have felt?
But he said, allegedly, after all I've done for him,
he wants you to fucking hang in a gallows that was actually built with a noose of an extension cord, man. We're so primitive and.
That doesn't upset your wife, mother. Praying Mike Pence, you fucking lunatic, you fucking weirdo. We know that pig dick Donald Trump said to your face just a couple of days ago, do you want to be a patriot or do you want to be a pussy?
True.
Yeah.
Did he grab you afterwards? Mm-hmm. Did he touch you?
Did he grab you afterwards? Did he touch you?
God, that'd be the craziest fucking thing ever if it came out that like Trump
made
sexually
out.
Harassed Pence the whole time.
Grab you afterwards? Did he touch you? You're done. Your political career is over. You don't have the fucking balls. You don't have the courage. You don't have the fucking heart to stand up to this piece of shit. You're Mr. Christian. You think that pussy grabber is a Christian, a good Christian? You're a joke. You're a fucking joke. And flies swarm to you like the piece of shit you are. You fucking loser, you.
Really, that fly landing on his head during the debate with Kamala Harris was just chef's kiss material.
The thing is, man, there has been other moments like that. But they get upstage by fucking like I forgot that Bernie that bird landed on Bernie's podium,
right?
And he still didn't get the nomination, so I don't know what that was about. Yeah,
I don't know that.
I don't know what happened.
What happened? Biden is set to propose immediately a $1.9 trillion spending package to combat the COVID
package.
$400 billion to fight COVID. $1 trillion of direct relief to Americans. $440 billion in relief to communities and businesses.
Yeah.
And the dog just knocked the microphone. $100 or $1,400 checks to individuals. What happened to the $2,000?
I don't
$400
know.
Unemployment insurance supplement.
Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I'd have to analyze all that shit, but I tell you what, at least it's someone planning to help.
And guess who we don't have to worry about not bringing it up on the Senate floor? Mitch McConnell!
You bag of shit, Nazi bones!
Who will be trying to filibuster everything.
Oh, yeah. How's that going to work? We filibuster, you have to stand up for a long time.
No, you don't. They got rid of that rule. That's why there are those who say they should bring back that rule. If you're going to filibuster, fill a fucking buster.
I just had the funniest thing. I don't know why this occurred to me. This would be a great sketch if Lorne Michaels is listening. Don't steal this, but Mitch the bitch, it'd be weird if he was whisked away to some lab and he was given adamantium, that shit that Wolverine
Yeah, yeah.
And it came out of his like saggy fingers. He was just so it would be bizarre. Well,
man,
yeah, I don't know. I find that fucking hilarious for some fucking reason.
I do have another story.
Yes.
Got a bunch of stories. We'll be back tomorrow for actual Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Is Jesus still, did Jesus, I thought Jesus resigned.
We'll play more clips of
yeah.
people speaking in tongues and shit.
I mean, God.
And stories of Christian, mostly in this country, incursions into our government.
Are people still getting mad that they're terrorists and they can't get on a flight because they're on a no-fly list because they sacked the Capitol?
Yeah, and most of those videos we've shown that have been debunked, that they're all mask videos. They're all anti-masker videos that nobody's making it into or onto the plane or even into past security area if they're on the no-fly list. So
right.
That's, you know, like that one guy that was crying has now been proven that he was removed from a flight because he refused to wear a mask.
Okay, then why do they, why?
But they do want to put new people on no-fly lists, and individual airlines, like I saw Delta today. Oh, I have a story about Delta too. The Delta Airlines today is putting their own no-fly list out. Like they're yeah. putting these people on their own no-fly list. But Delta also, and I'm hoping, I'm assuming other airlines will play along.
Right. Well, yes, any airlines that doesn't want to have a terrorist on board.
Well, they're not going to allow guns going to DC anytime in the next like week and shit.
Cool.
Like you could check your guns.
Okay.
You know, so these guys could bring their bring their rifles and everything as long as they check it and it goes into the cargo.
Then they bring their fucking guns though, then.
But they're not going to allow them now.
Oh, now they can't do that. They can't even do that.
Delta Airlines will not allow travelers flying to the airports serving the Washington metro area to check firearms on flights ahead of the inauguration.
What?
The new
Why?
Policy, which starts this weekend, runs through next week, comes after last week's deadly riots, blah, blah, blah.
Mayor Pete is in charge of transportation, right?
Not yet. Law enforcement authorized to carry firearms will be exempt.
The wait now, see, that can be an issue.
Well, that's an issue.
That's the problem. Yeah. The problem is, you know, we got cops that are boogaloos, and we aren't totally sure that they are in love with Trump so much they want to blow up the fucking country. So.
The FAA announced yesterday it will take a zero tolerance policy for travelers who are unruly or interfere with flight crew duties, fining them up to $35,000.
The no mask thing, here's what I get, how if you have a gun that you're not even on the plane, right? But if you're a guy that's not going to wear a mask on the plane, why do they wait until you're on the plane to get rid of you? Why can you be gotten rid of prior?
And they're also going after these these maggots that have been harassing lawmakers, like Mitt Romney and Lindsey and
yeah,
Democrats and
threatening
stuff
them been, and shit, right? I mean,
in the airports, they're right. Like, they don't want that happening.
It's
so
just
they're putting those people. Delta's putting those people on its own no-fly list.
We're saying that if you're a gross fucking maggot, you're not allowed to be violent at an airport. Is that true?
Well, yeah, or anybody.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want anybody screaming. I don't want people screaming Obama in the middle of my. Chanting Obama in the middle of my flight. Shut the fuck up.
But, you know, man, that just doesn't happen. It just
right,
doesn't.
Right.
These people are crazy. They're fucked up. Somebody took something from them, so they have to breathe their fucking air bubbles all over the goddamn plane.
When animals get pissed.
New York, people living in the Rego Park neighborhood of Queens
Okay.
Are being besieged by attacks from vicious squirrels.
Shelby, you are needed in New York.
Several attacks have been reported over the past month, with one woman needing emergency attention after a bite to the hand.
How big are these things?
One resident said she's now leaving the house with pepper spray in case she encounters an aggressive squirrel
in New York,
or a pack of aggressive squirrels. Fuck.
We did a story not too long ago how in New York Central Park, the rats are becoming very aggro towards people.
She said one victim needed a precautionary rabies shot.
Great. That sounds like
the city's health department has advised residents to hire a New York State licensed trapper. Quote, squirrels and many other small rodents are rarely found to be infected with rabies. So, you know, they're just mean.
God.
Most squirrels in New York City are of the eastern gray variety, along with pigeons and daytime's answer to the metropolis's vast population of rats that roam the nightscape.
Do you send out the elite team that went after Predator back in that movie?
Oh, yeah. God. So watch out for vicious squirrels, y'all.
Yeah.
In Rango Park.
How do I tell the difference between a vicious squirrel and just your squirrel?
I don't know. Maybe they're smoking cigarettes in the corner with the other bad kids.
Fuck, man. The environment is coming to get our asses, dude.
This may be animals getting pissed. We don't know.
Okay.
Or it may be sad news.
Right.
From across the pond.
Hello!
The Tower of London.
Right.
Is home to what do you call a bunch of ravens that hang out? Murders or crows? Ravens are kind of the same thing.
Coven.
Close. A herd of ravens.
Yes. Is it a herd?
Has legendarily resided at the Tower of London. And legend has it that if at any point there are less than six ravens at the tower, quote, the kingdom will fall.
Okay, fuck.
Now they're reporting that London's queen raven, Merlina, is missing and presumed dead.
Okay, so how many ravens are we at?
A spokesperson for the historic royal palaces said in a statement, "We have some really unhappy news to share. Our much-loved raven, Merlina, has not been seen at the tower for several weeks.
Bring out your dead!"
And her continued absence indicates to us that she may have sadly passed away.
No. Brian!
Ravens are often known to roam outside the tower, but she was had a personal relationship with the Raven Master. She would always hang out with him.
Okay. You know, this is why I think sometimes this British royal crown that they still have is kind of strange, because, I don't know, I've never heard of a Raven Master before. I assume they're master of...
He's in charge of the ravens.
A clutch of ravens.
But don't fret, there are still seven ravens left in the tower.
Okay.
Which is one more than the six required to predict the fall of the kingdom.
Okay.
Authorities are hopeful that a new chick will arrive soon as part of a breeding program.
No, we're waiting for these ravens to copulate to get us away from this number.
This bird's been around for a while. 2007. Merlina.
Okay.
Joined them.
Shit.
He says she will be greatly missed by her fellow ravens, the Raven Master, and all of us in the tower community. Maybe she was like, fuck it, I'm out of here. I don't know, how nice is it up in the ravenry at the tower? You went to the tower. It's not nice.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's amazing, but it's not.
And if I was a raven, I'm not living here. It's just got a vibe, you know, a lot of bad things happen.
Right. And it's a little dungeoning everywhere. I don't know, unless something's rocking up at the top of the tower for the ravens.
Yeah, man, but this
maybe
royal...
she was like, fuck this.
This royal family thing, I don't know much about it in how it works. In England or the UK, I mean, they have a king and queen and a castle, right?
Queen and a queen consort, a prince.
A consort.
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 Yeah.
All right. And this story that you just did is just...
But it will be a king next.
Oh, okay.
Charles.
Charles. But this story you just did is really fucking bizarre in that, like...
It's a tradition. They've had a family of ravens that have hung out, and for some reason, somebody made the prediction that, well, I mean, they better keep an eye out, because... Yeah. Scotland's going to vote next year on whether to leave. They better not. They may dip a couple of ravens.
Put them ravens in a deep fryer, governor.
Because the Scottish are fucking pissed off.
Yeah,
about
man.
About the Brexit.
A lot of people are pissed, man.
Oh, shit. Look at the time. Shite.
Shite.
So thoughts and prayers to Merlina.
Right.
And the ravens that miss her and love her.
That's so weird.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, then 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at crabdiving.com or your favorite podcasting aplicacion. Thanks again for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little commission. Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet and in VR. Check out what he's doing on RatedRComedy.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and the TikTok at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking
and
Vile.
A Florida man in VR and an Oculus.
Alt space.
Alt space. And thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again. Manana.
Fuck Trump, motherfucker.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listens.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.